Jake nodded.
Once we're in, we stay together. Always together, with oi between. On three. And once we start, we never stop.
Never stop.
Right. Are you ready?
Yes. God's love on you, boy.
And on you, pair. One, two, three.
Jake opened the door, and together they went into the dim light and the sweet, tangy smell of roasting meat. Two. Jake went to what he was sure would be his death, remembering two things Roland Deschain, his true father, had said. Battles that last 5 minutes spawn legends that live 1,000 years. And you needn't die happy when your day comes, but you must die satisfied, for you have lived your life from beginning to end, and Ka is always served. Jake Chambers surveyed the Dixie Pig with a satisfied mind. Three. Also, with crystal clarity, his senses were so heightened that he could smell not just roasting flesh, but the rosemary with which it had been rubbed, could hear not only the calm rhythm of his breath, but the tidal murmur of his blood climbing brainward on one side of his neck and descending heartward on the other. He also remembered Roland saying that even the shortest battle, from first shot to final falling body, seemed long to those taking part. Time grew elastic, stretched to the point of vanishment. Jake had nodded, as if he understood, although he hadn't. Now he did. His first thought was that there were too many of them. Far, far too many. He put their number at close to 100, the majority certainly of the sort Pere Callahan had referred to as low men.